Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Harry Preston, Israel's cabinet convening today for the first of several votes on approving phase one of the peace plan for Gaza. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
After 2 years of devastating war, this morning President Trump celebrating a historic step toward peace, telling Fox,
"This is more than Gaza, this is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing."
Trump announcing on social media what he describes as the first phase of the peace plan, saying Hamas will release all of the hostages very soon. In return, Israel will withdraw its troops to an agreed-upon line.
There were celebrations in both Israel and Gaza today. Two Pennsylvania state troopers are in critical condition after they were shot in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was killed. It happened at a sporting goods store. National Guard troops now patrolling in Chicago area, some stationed outside the Broadview ICE Processing Center. This is ABC News. The government shutdown's dragging on. This is day nine. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty to federal charges. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia is trying to prove that he lied under oath to Congress. His attorneys, however, have indicated they plan to file several motions to dismiss the case altogether. ABC's Catherine Falders has been in the courtroom.
Particularly, they said they would challenge the lawfulness of Lindsey Halligan, now the U.S. Attorney there who brought this case after Trump fired the other person who was there because they wouldn't bring charges against political enemies. This is Trump's former defense attorney. So Comey's lawyers want to argue over the legality of her appointment.
Ever since the announcement was made that he'd be performing at the 2026 Super Bowl, everybody wants a piece of Bad Bunny. The analytics company Luminate says Bad Bunny saw a 26% increase in streams. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Seniors of Riverdale High School, you've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors, from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another chilly morning across the area as expected. Temperatures reach down into the low to mid-30s in much of the region, but it should be a pretty nice fall day. Again, a lot of sunshine. Temperatures getting relatively mild this afternoon. The high pressure that's been parked over Wisconsin the past few days, though, will be sliding off to the east, and behind it a weak front will slide in from Minnesota later tonight and early tomorrow. Could kick up a few brief showers in the region. The rain amounts look fairly minimal, like a tenth inch or less, and most of these will come through during the overnight hours. We'll have breezy and mild conditions tomorrow. Pretty nice weather sticking around for the weekend as well. Then Sunday night into early Monday, the next front moves through. Again, just some very small amounts of rain. There could be a third system impacting us by late Wednesday or Thursday of next week. That would have the best chance of somewhat heavier showers. Here's that forecast for today. The frost advisory in Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties expiring at 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high in the mid-60s, the wind southeast at 5 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, clouds rolling in with a good chance of scattered showers around midnight and after, low at 47. Tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower around daybreak. Otherwise, breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, high up to 71. Southwest wind becoming northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. As we go into Saturday, should be a nice fall day with partly cloudy skies, low 43, high about 67. Sunday, partly cloudy, low 44, high 68. Chance of some showers Sunday night. Monday, maybe a light shower early, then partly sunny and mild, low 52, high 71. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-60s. And Wednesday, look for a high of 64. Chance of rain at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County.
With sunshine. Yesterday's high was 65. Record high, 87 in 2010. Record low, 22 in the year 2000. Last year's high was 71 and the low, 36. Sunset will occur at 6:29 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 9 minutes after 7. We have a northeast wind at 3. Barometer is up a bit at 30.39. No precipitation today, and we are up 1 from the overnight low. It is 31.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll preview tonight's area broadcast and a look back at a Brewer loss to the Cubs last night in a moment.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests, perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with Southwest Wisconsin Sports. Tonight on the schedule, Richland Center hosts Reedsburg in soccer. Talking to us this morning on the update is Tom Stadler. I ask him how it's gone lately for his team.
We've won the last three of the last five games, rather, and we look good. Things are clicking in the offensive end. The Platteville team that won conference, we played them earlier this week on Tuesday night. And at halftime, we were 0-0 against Platteville. We were able to hold them the whole first half, and things were really exciting there for us against the conference championship team. Later in the second half, we gave up some goals and suffered the defeat.
You play Reedsburg tonight. Do you know much about them, Tom?
I do. Reedsburg is having a tough year as far as their wins and losses, but they also have a very tough schedule. And so I expect them to be a good team. They are every year, and it'll be a good home game for us, our final home game of the season.
Are you doing anything else special tonight to go along with the game?
Absolutely. So tonight we will be recognizing the parents that do so much for our soccer program. And so we'll be thanking them pregame at 4:30. In addition to that, we're bringing the youth of the nation to the stadium for Rotary Youth Soccer Night. And we'll be running a lap with those youth players at halftime of the varsity game.
Let's talk about your senior, Giovanni Cerna. He's had a great year, hasn't he?
Giovanni Cerna has had a fantastic year, Phil. In fact, he's had a fantastic 4 years. He was a big part of the reason that we won conference. As a freshman, he played striker and played with Armando Sanchez, and they really did well together. Giovanni Cerna has scored a lot of goals for the Hornets. I'm still going through the scorebooks to tally it. But this year he has had 3 hat tricks and two goal game. And so Giovanni's a lot of fun to see play soccer. I would invite everybody to come down to the stadium tonight at 5 p.m. to see him score a few more goals at the home stadium. This will be his final home game of his career, and it's been an honor and a privilege to coach Giovanni. He's an absolute all-star.
Richland Center hosts Reedsburg tonight in area soccer. We'll have the call of that one. Again, kickoff time just after 5 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. JV match will follow later on. In volleyball this evening, Boscobel is at Darlington, Riverdale at Fenimore, North Crawford at DeSoto, Seneca at Kickapoo, Wazika Steuben at Weston, and Ithaca visits Lafarge. And in 8-player football, Highland is at DeSoto. The Riverdale Chieftains enjoyed a homecoming win last week over Boscobel. Here is Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
Oh, the whole week was enjoyable. The game, we had another good start. We had a little bit of a lull in the end of the second quarter, but really from start to finish, all three phases were working really well. Defense posted another shutout. We had over 300 yards rushing. Tomlin Wall scored 3 touchdowns. Defensive line played awesome. Eli had three more touchbacks on kickoffs. So special teams, defense, and offense were clicking. Yeah, we had a 27-0 lead at half. We were trying to get that one more score to get the clock moving. You know, Boswell capitalized on a couple of our mistakes and just kind of kept us out of the end zone. Second half, we only scored two touchdowns, but you can't look at it that way. I looked at it as fourth quarter, we controlled the clock. And we added a touchdown in the third and then one in the fourth and finished 42-0.
Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson, his team will host Blackhawk Warren coming up on Friday night in area football. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Series High, AutoZone, 2870. Goplin Insurance, 2817. Phoenix Center, number one, a 2769. High Game, Honors, AutoZone, 1012. Goplin Insurance, the runner-up at 1011. And the Phoenix Center, number one team, 975. Individually, Jeff Seckman, a 740, Jacob Layton, a 640, Mike Carpenter, a 629. And the individual top game, Jeff Seckman, a 269, Trayton Shep, a 267, Greg Ballweg and Jacob Layton each had 248 games in the Merchants Bowling League. On to the state scene, where the Cubs avoided being swept by edging the Brewers at Wrigley Field last night, 4-3. The Cubs scored all four of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. Jake Bowers popped a solo home run in the seventh after hitting a run-scoring single in the fourth. Quinn Priester took the loss, and Milwaukee went 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. In fact, in the game, they got off to a tough start, dug themselves a hole with Quinn Priester on the mound. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's in his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him because that's not typically how he's done this year, and it gave them a jump start and was the difference in the game.
And Murphy talked about the quick starts that each team has had in this series.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. You know, they know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams, really. Tonight, the Cubs got the best of it.
Freddy Peralta tries to wrap up a series victory for the Brewers when he starts Game 4 tonight in Chicago. Elsewhere yesterday, Kyle Schwarber homered twice, leading the Phillies to an 8-2 victory over the Dodgers in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and George Springer each drove in a run, and eight Toronto pitchers shut down the Yankees in a 5-2 victory that sent the Blue Jays to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 9 years. Aaron Judge's brilliant season wasn't enough to end the Yankees' championship drought. The Yankees losing yesterday, marking their 16th consecutive season without a World Series title. And Riley Green and Javier Baez homered in a 4-run sixth inning, and the Tigers kept their season alive with a 9-3 win over the Mariners in Game 4 of the American League Division Series. Elsewhere, he's played some of his best basketball in the state. WITI-TV reporting that the NBA G League Wisconsin Herd has acquired former college All-American Johnny Davis. The Washington Wizards drafted Davis 10th overall in the 2022 NBA draft. He played three seasons for that team, averaging 3.5 points per game. Davis played two seasons with the Badgers. He was named a Big Ten Player of the Year as a senior. And Bengals coach Zach Taylor has named 40-year-old veteran quarterback Joe Flacco his starter for Sunday's game in Lambeau Field. NFL.com reports that Flacco takes over for Jake Browning, who was winless in three games. Quarterback Joe Burrow is injured. Flacco practiced with his new teammates for the first time Wednesday after coming from Cleveland in a trade. The Packers are coming off their bye week. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The Town Taxi Triple Play.
Three songs picked by Phil, Bo, Adam, maybe Joanne.
Anybody but Hank.
Yeah, he's good off.
Need a ride? Call Town Taxi.
Call 647-3114 today.
Beep, beep.
His right mind would have left her. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of. song. She sang along every time it came on.
Scotty McCreary, all of the artists in the Triple Play today are celebrating birthdays on October 9th. Here's Megan Maroney.
Mama, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way. I met somebody.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given at Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
In the Town Taxi Triple Play today, all celebrity birthdays. Scotty McCreery turns 32. We recall when he was on American Idol and he was, well, what, 17, I think, 16 or 17? 32 today for Scotty. Megan Maroney is 28. She's been having hits now for a few years. And last but not least, Jackson Brown wrapped it up. He is 77 on this, the 9th of October. Coming up, our trivia question of the day. We'll have that for you. We're starting to rise and shine now after a low of 30 this morning. It was a frosty low at 36 degrees. Here's Blake Shelton on FM 100.9.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably. Something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed.
Magazines looking pretty with some Photoshop, but girl, you're the real damn thing. A natural beauty and habanero hot. Cause you're pretty like a moonlit night, but nah, it wouldn't do you right. Cause you're pretty like a pretty pink rose, but that don't even come close. You're pretty like Dale, pretty like wow, pretty like I want you right now. Pretty like a sunset on a Sunday, pretty much taking my breath away. Pretty like gold, pretty up on you. Pretty like I wanna thank your mama. Pretty girl songs have all been sung, but I've never met anyone pretty like you.
never seen a smile like yours, not even on a movie star. Never seen curves like that, girl. You're a work of art. God gave the moon its midnight beams, wrapped Saturn with some pretty rings. But as far as I can see, God only made one thing. Pretty like damn, pretty like wow, pretty like I want you right now. Pretty like a sunset on a Sunday, pretty much taking my breath away. Pretty like oh, pretty up on you, pretty like I wanna thank your mama. Pretty girl songs have all been sung, but I've never met anyone pretty like you. And settle down pretty in a sundress on a summer day. Girl, you're driving me crazy. Pretty like damn, pretty like wow, pretty like I want you right now. Pretty like a sundress on a sunny day. Pretty much taking my breath away. Pretty like oh, pretty up on you, pretty like I wanna thank your mama. Pretty girl songs have all been. But I've never met anyone pretty like you. Pretty like you. Ooh, ooh. Pretty like you. Pretty like you. Pretty like you. Ooh, ooh.
Rain Johnson on WRCO. It is 8:41. We are up to 37 degrees.
Craving something deliciously easy? Head to the Richland Locker. Right now, our Burgundy Pepper Spoon Roasts are just $8.48 a pound, so tender you can cut them with a spoon. Stock up on our Mesquite Sliced Turkey at $8.48 a pound, perfect for sandwiches or snacking. And don't forget our Sliced Mild Cheddar at only $5.98 a pound, creamy, flavorful, and ready for your next meal. That's Richland Locker. Great meat, great prices, and flavor you'll love. Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area. The Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
The trivia question of the morning is courtesy of TriStar Mulch, TriStar Gifts, and more. No job is too big or too small. Your question is next.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
All righty then. We have trivia to share with you today on WRCO Radio. We'll see how you do with the question. This day in 1996, one of the most anticipated weddings in all of fiction took place, coinciding with the same couple getting married on their TV show. Can you name the couple that were married in this famous ceremony in fiction and also on TV? Good luck to you as you dial for a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More.
This old guitar has done a lot for me. It's shown me lots of places I never could have dreamed. But there's a rocky side of rock and roll. It takes you everywhere, everywhere at home. If I'm in Mississippi and you're in Tennessee, you can still be with me if we keep looking at the same moon. Could be a thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same room. You're lonely where you are. I ain't far when we're looking at the same moon. Silver lining to these nights alone. We got some making up to do when I finally make it home. I'll show you how bad I miss you. I'll pull you in close and kiss you. Till then I'll have to pitch. You looking at the same moon. Could be a thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same room. If you're lonely where you are, I ain't far away. We're looking at the same moon. Thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same room.
Mitchell Tenpenny on WRCO and the same moon. Hey, we do not have a winner in trivia just yet. No. This date, 1996, one of the most anticipated weddings in all of fiction took place, coinciding with the same couple getting married on their TV show. They were also married in a comic book. Can you name the couple that were married in this famous ceremony, 1996? 608-647-4155. We've had guesses for lots of famous couples, including Luke and Laura. That was long before this one. That was back in 1981. 1996, on this date. Coming up, this is Diamond Rio.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. She's available, it's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable. Up till now my life
find someone so intelligent.
Ever since all my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring.
She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a ball.
She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
Start to
stutter. She's so elegant, intelligent.
Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring.
Oh, she's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable.
She's gotta have a ball.
She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
So
kissable, hookable, lovable, unbelievable.
All right, we do have a winner in trivia. Way to go, Dave Donbaugh. It took a little while today. This day in 1996, one of the most anticipated weddings of all of fiction took place, coinciding with the same couple getting married on their TV show from a comic book and a TV show. And the famous couple, none other than the marriage of Clark Kent, Superman, and Lois Lane. That's right. After decades of romantic tension, the couple tied the knot in a special issue featuring contributions from a team of DC creators. And also, their wedding coincided with the TV show Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Thanks for playing trivia, courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch today.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Drags at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
Bright County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Coming up, some topics on today's morning show. We'll talk about Medicare open enrollment, which is coming up, and details on a special fundraiser, which will be happening next week in the area for Celebrate Recovery and Celebration Place for Kids. The Hub City Dirt Drags are coming up this weekend, and we just have lots of stuff to talk about. So we'll get to some of those topics and subjects on today's morning show in just a little bit here. This morning on a Thursday, we're headed towards 65 degrees a bit later. Right now, we're at an even 40 degrees after a low of 30. So it's been a 10-degree swing upward, and it's feeling like fall today. Here's Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs.
Plan you need.
a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll be back your way with some community conversation here on The Morning Show following ABC News. Up next here, our update is courtesy of Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 41 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel convening a cabinet meeting today at which phase one of the peace plan in Gaza is expected to be ratified. Hamas has also agreed. ABC's Ian Panel has more from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv after the announcement on the deal came out.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
The hostages are expected to be released on Monday. President Trump also convening a cabinet meeting at the White House today. National Guard troops have been deployed in the Chicago area. They are on a mission to protect federal facilities, the president says, including the ICE detention center in the suburb of Broadview, where protests have been taking place for weeks. Government shutdown now entering day number 9. This is ABC News. An arrest in connection with the Palisades fire in Southern California that killed a dozen people and burned thousands of homes earlier this year. ABC's Matt Gutman says 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderknecht was